The 115-page bill includes millions of dollars to help unemployed workers learn new skills. It establishes a fund for research projects at UMass and other institutions. There are tax breaks for startup companies and other incentives supporters of the bill hope will encourage cutting-edge companies to make Massachusetts home. The bill, which was a priority of House Speaker Robert DeLeo, establishes a $50 million fund to support research at the University of Massachusetts and other state universities. UMass Amherst spokesman Ed Blagojevski says the fund will be a source for researchers to compete for matching grants.
It's getting much more competitive. Other states have now started to take us on in Massachusetts, and they've adopted strategies such as this, which Massachusetts has not had in regard to the matching grants.
Research grants can be used to hire people, expand facilities, and in the long term, produce new products and technologies.
The foundations of the innovation economy are really anchored in research, in identifying new technologies, new ways to gather knowledge, and those often create spin-off companies. And also they train people who can work in companies at a very high level.
The legislation promotes new business in Massachusetts by exempting startups from the corporate excise tax for 3 years. It provides $2 million for paid internships at technology startups. It offers grants for technical assistance to small and mid-sized manufacturers. The bill raises the cap on historic rehabilitation tax credits by $10 million and extends for 2 years the tax credits available for brownfields cleanup projects. It directs the state pension fund to deposit $100 million in institutions that make loans available to small businesses. There's $5 million for a training program for unemployed, underemployed, and older workers to address the so-called skills gap. Kevin Lynn of the FutureWorks Career Center in Springfield said employers frequently struggle to find workers with the skills to match job openings.
The old manufacturing, you know, I mean, I worked in summers in college at a factory that made egg boxes. My training was literally 5 minutes, and I was running a machine. You know, that kind of manufacturing really has gone away. The growth is in this high-skilled, high-tech, high-precision area that requires specific skill sets that, you know, the majority of folks here in this area do not have.
The jobs bill, which passed the Massachusetts House with just one no vote and was approved unanimously by the state Senate, also includes a temporary sales tax break. On August 11th and 12th, most items purchased will be exempt from the state's 6.25% sales tax. Exceptions include restaurant meals, cars, boats, tobacco, and any single item that costs more than $2,500. Sales tax holidays have become regular fixtures of mid-August in Massachusetts, but the legislature has resisted calls to make it a permanent annual occurrence. Giving up 2 days of sales tax receipts costs the state about $20 million in revenue. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.